Thank you, ladies. That was wonderful. Take your Bibles, turn back with me to Proverbs 31. Verses 28 to 31 will be our text. Find it very interesting, the timing and the uproar of the possibility of the overturn of Roe versus Wade. And has recently hit the news. And we pray that it would be overturned. And we pray for those states that desire to honor God and ban abortion and honor life and worship God, who is the giver of life. We would have the freedom to be able to do that. We need to be in prayer for that. It is not my desire to rip off the scab of a wound from any lady here today or watching by way of live stream that has had an abortion. But praise the Lord for those who have chosen life over death, when they've had that choice, so that they don't have to bear those sorrows and those scars. And by faith, they have honored the choice that honors God to choose life. Those who have embraced the lie of multigenderism have difficulty answering the basic challenge: define the term woman. Have you watched that? It's entertaining. It really is. When I see that, the phrase of the scripture that comes to my mind is, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Amen. You know, and thus the titles, though, wife and mother, are not as clearly understood as they used to be. God's word tells us in Genesis 1 and verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Today, we honor mothers as defined by God's word. Mother's Day can be a painful day for those who have lost their moms to death, or for those ladies who dearly want to have children and have not been able to. We pray for God's grace and comfort for you today as we look at this virtuous woman described in Proverbs 31. And would you, ladies who've not been allowed by God yet to be moms, yet commit your life to being a virtuous woman. The Bible says, and uses the phrase, we read it in our scripture, who can find a virtuous woman? The word literally means, virtue means strength, efficiency, and wealth in the Hebrew. One commentator summed up the description of a virtuous woman in this passage in this way: virtuous woman, as here used, means far more than being chaste and morally pure, though I hasten to add it would include that. In the days when women were degraded and considered only as the property of men, it was with great insight and inspiration that this prophecy exalted her to her deserved position of honor. She is faithful, industrious, wise, far-sighted, compassionate, concerned, bold, respected, artistic, talented, kind, loved, and praised by her husband and children. She is an ideal woman. She is so lovable and good that no valued thing in this world can equal her. So let's read our text in verse 28 through verse 31. And I have two admonitions for us this morning from God's word. Two main points and then some closing application. The Bible says in verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many children have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the work of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Here is the number one admonition. Husbands and children, express your gratitude and respect to mom regularly. You know, we come to church on Sundays. I trust that you are faithful to be in a Bible preaching, Bible teaching, disciple making, Bible preaching church, Librarian Baptist Church, every Sunday. And I trust that every time you come to church, you come to worship God. But I also trust that the only time that you worship is not only on Sunday. I trust your entire life is an expression of worship to God. I trust you're expressing your love and your gratitude to Him, not only when you give in an offering or sing songs and hymns of praises to Him in a worship service, but throughout your life, throughout every day of your life, that you are worshiping your God. In like manner, although to a lesser degree, I trust that the only day that you praise and respect and give thanks and honor your moms is not only on Mother's Day, but that it is a consistent habit of your life. We just read verse 28. Let me read it again. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Moms, stay seated. Everybody else, stand. Moms, stay seated. Everybody else, stand. You might have to put your Bible down, because we are going to give a respectful round of applause to our moms to call them blessed this morning. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, that was one technical application of her children arise up. We take that literally. But let me also let you know that for someone to stand and arise was to give respect. We've lost that in our culture today. I was taught as a young man that when a lady enters a room, you are to stand out of respect. So when you see the pastors up here on the platform are sitting and ladies come up to minister in music, or we're all standing, you'll notice that the pastors don't sit down until the ladies are ready to begin to minister in music, because that is out of honor to them. We are rising up to show them honor. I trust that to a similar degree, whether you have learned that, I believe, as a Southern grace to stand up when a lady enters the room and to show her respect, or as my father taught me, to open the car door for a lady or to hold the door open for a lady, especially mom or sister or wife, I trust that that will be something that you will do. And you say, you know, I used to, and I need to get back at it. Well, good. It's a good reminder for all of us, isn't it? That's a way that we can show honor and respect to our wives and to our moms. One writer said this: what a need there is today for husbands and children to show constantly their appreciation for what the wife and mother does in the home. One of the greatest weaknesses in many homes today is that family members take each other for granted. Husbands need to set the right example before their children by openly praising the Lord and their wife for the blessings of the home. How often a dedicated wife sacrifices for the happiness of the home and never receives so much as a simple thanks. What a sin lack of appreciation is in our homes. We need to be grateful. In my family growing up, we would pray and thank the Lord for the food at the beginning of the meal, and we would give a verbal thanks to my mom at the end of the meal. And though it could have become a ritual, it was a reinforced habit that was taught to us to express gratitude for the work and the skill that my mom would put into preparing a meal. And I'm not preaching this morning that if you don't do that, that you're not right with God. Please don't misunderstand. I'm just saying that we need to rise up and call mom blessed. We need to give thanks. We need to express appreciation. And so here are a couple of practical points. Let me speak to us husbands first. Husbands, protect and value your wife as the treasure that she is. And by that, I mean that you need to treasure and protect her both physically, spiritually, and emotionally. The Bible commands us in 1 Peter 3 and verse 7, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of God, that your prayers be not hindered. When I think of a weaker vessel, I don't think of weakness. I think of something that is delicate and refined, a work of art of great value, like the Pinner King Dynasty vase, the most expensive vase ever sold at auction for $83 million. The world's most valuable vase. But look, if you would, back with me in verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. I was doing some ring shopping for my wife and came to realize, as one jeweler told me, that gold is, and I haven't checked to verify this, but he told me that gold is now valued at over $2,000 an ounce. That then greatly increases the price of jewelry, where gold is involved at least. And you could have a huge treasure box, one of those old steam travel trunks full of gold rings with all kinds of precious rare gems. And it could be worth hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. And yet, men, we ought to treasure our wives far above anything of monetary value. We need to treasure our wives and protect them as we would some vast treasure, some fine, delicate, irreplaceable work of art. Are we not all uniquely created and crafted by God, even down to our fingerprints being unique to us? So, husbands, we need to treasure our wives. Your wife or your mom ought to be the most valuable woman in your life. The Bible says in verse 29, many daughters have done virtually, but thou excellest them all. Do you realize that the author is quoting the husbands and the children to their moms? Children, honor your mom and be thankful. Don't have the attitude, she's the mom, she's supposed to. Don't you dare let that come out of your mouth. But remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So don't let that reside in your heart. Don't have that attitude, well, she's the mom, she's supposed to. Right? No, instead you need to praise and thank your mom for the things that she does for you regularly, for her character. Many have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Thank the Lord for your mom and her godly character. Is she perfect? No, only Christ is perfect. But you ought to be able to see in your mom a godly woman of virtue who is growing in her character into the likeness of Christ. And that her life and example ought to be a challenge to your own life. Adult children, don't wait to praise and thank your mom at her funeral. Do it now. And then if your mom has passed away, let me encourage you today to stop and pray and thank the Lord for her. And then second of all, the second main admonition is to moms. Moms, seek your praise from the Lord. Look with me in verse 30 and 31. The Bible says in verse 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. This is the secret of her life, one author said. She fears God and seeks to obey His word. So pledge yourself as wife and mom to do everything to reflect the character and the goodness of Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink or do laundry or vacuum or pick up after your husband again and clean up the muddy floor when the kids track in the mud and vacuum up the dog hair. I'm reading into the text a little bit. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Mom, have you thought of your ministry as a mom in that way? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, device, knowledge, wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. And then in Colossians 3, 23 and 24, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. Seek your praise and reward from the Lord. Yes, dads, husbands, children, we ought to thank and praise and honor our moms regularly. Expressions, whether it's in the form of gifts or doing something for mom to make her workload a little lighter, some thoughtful gesture, some sticky note of some note of appreciation that you stick on the mirror in her bathroom in the morning, or whether it is some word of praise or just expressing your thanks when she does something for you. But moms, speak to the Lord for your praise. Let Him honor you. God created you, mom, as a unique person with abilities and limitations. And He does not expect from you what is beyond the limitations that He gave you. I'm really seeking to encourage you this morning because I think sometimes moms expect so much more of themselves, even than beyond their limitations. And I'm not saying that you use this as an excuse. I'm saying for those of you ladies that are seeking by your best to please God and be a godly mom and instead help establish a godly home as your teammate with your husband in your home, or maybe you're a single mom and you feel like you are failing and you wish that you could do more and you see other moms and wish you could do that. Hey, listen, by the grace of God, ask God to give you those abilities, but also recognize that God's placed certain limitations on you. And He doesn't expect beyond for you or of you what's beyond your limitations that He placed on you. He just expects you to do the best you can with what you have. And then expect your reward from God. Look at verse 31. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. And what is the greatest work I think that mom does? It's invest in her children spiritually. I want to read to you an illustration. In his book, Prayers for Prodigals, James Banks relates the following story. He says, William didn't have time for his mother's Christian faith. Though she spoke with him frequently about Jesus and he often caught her praying for his salvation, he kept going his own way. Before she died, she gave him a Bible. He sold it when he needed some extra cash. William became a successful physician in a top hospital. One day, a man was brought in who had been in a serious accident on the job. William did his best to help him, but it was clear that the man would soon die from his injuries. William broke the news to him as best he could. The man had two requests. He asked to see his landlady so he could pay his rent, and he requested she bring him his Bible. A nurse was cleaning his room after his death and found the Bible. "What shall we do with this?" she asked William. William's own words recount what happened next. "I took the Bible and could I trust my eyes? It was my own Bible. The Bible which my mother had given me when I left my parents' home and which later, when short of money, I sold for a small amount. My name was still in it, written in my mother's hand. With a deep sense of shame, I looked upon the precious book. It had given comfort and refreshing to the unfortunate man in his last hours. It had been a guide to him into eternal life, and that he had been enabled to die in peace and happiness. And this book, the last gift of my mother, I had actually sold for a ridiculous price. Be it sufficient to say that the regained possession of my Bible was the cause of my conversion." Dr. William McKay eventually left medicine and became a minister. He is the author of the hymn, "Revive Us Again." In his paper called, "You Must Be Born Again," Dr. McKay wrote, "Jesus did all the saving work. He brought the cross to our level. Get saved by looking to Him. Lie down as wounded, helpless, ungodly sinner, and look away from yourself to Jesus." Mom, look to the Lord for your reward because you may not see it in this life. You may not see God save your child while you are yet alive, just like William's mom didn't. But they are now in heaven together rejoicing over the investment of the gift of a Bible, of many hours of prayer, of a loving, consistent testimony of a mom who is willing to witness to her son and share with him the gospel through his growing up years. Maybe that you have children that are saved or claim to be saved but are not walking with the Lord. You may not live to see them restored in fellowship with Christ and used of Him. But look to the Lord for your reward. For God always honors and rewards faithfulness. I can't help but come to the end of this message, Dr. McKay's plea that you come as a sinner and that you get saved by looking to Him. So if you're not sure of heaven and eternal life, heed the truth of the words of Dr. McKay, and as a needy sinner, call on Jesus to forgive you and to give you His gift of everlasting life. Christian mom, Again, you may not see the fruit of your invested life now, but be faithful, knowing you will receive from the Lord praise and reward. Husband, love your wife as Christ loves the church. And children, show your mom honor and respect and express your heartfelt thanks to her today and always. Shall we bow our heads this morning? In a few moments, our pianist will play a hymn of invitation. Though we'll not have a come forward invitation this morning, we do want to give you an opportunity to respond in your heart to what God has spoken, to His personal working in your own life. And so, as the pianist begins to play, I encourage you to seek God's face in prayer. Fathers, husbands, commit yourself again to consistently showing your wife the honor and respect that God demands of you, that you would treat her as that priceless treasure, that fine, unique work of art that God has created and graciously brought into your life. Children, if there has been dishonor and disrespect, you need to repent before God and ask His forgiveness and ask your mom's forgiveness. And you need to ask God to transform your life and give you a response of honor and obedience before your mom this morning. And it doesn't matter the imperfections of your mom, and that's always an easy excuse. Instead, you say, because God commands it, I will so do this. Moms, let me encourage you to ask God to supernaturally empower you by His grace to be a Proverbs 31 wife and mom. At the same time, acknowledge what limitations God may have placed on you. And be content where you are and do your best with what you have, knowing that the Lord will reward you. And if you don't know for sure where your soul would spend eternity, would you even right now during the invitation time as the music plays, just pray and say, God, I want to know that I'm right with You. I don't want to spend eternity separated from You in eternal punishment. Instead, I want to spend eternity with You in wonderful fellowship forever. Give me clarity and give me courage to talk to someone who can help take the Word of God and show me the way of salvation. And then after the service, let me encourage you to seek somebody out who can take the Word of God, sit down with you in a quiet place, and show you the way of salvation. It's more important that you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior than you beat everybody else to the restaurant on Mother's Day. It's more important that you take care of the destiny of your eternal soul than anything else in this temporal world. Now is the day of salvation while God has spoken to you. And whatever other ways and means through which the Holy Spirit has spoken to your life today, right now in worship, humble yourself, agree before God, acknowledge what He's doing in your life, and commit to obedience whatever He is calling you to commit to Him. As our musicians begin to play.